This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 38 for Friday, August 27th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were weaker on Friday as traders squared positions ahead of the weekend and a key Statistics Canada production report on Monday. Canola down $2.27, November down $2.40 at $911.70 per ton. Stats Can will release its first production estimates for this crop year Monday morning. Traders generally expect to see a decline in canola production compared to the 18.7 million tons grown last year, but the extent of that reduction remains to be seen, with estimates ranging from 11.5 to 16 million tons. Losses in Chicago soybeans and strength in the Canadian dollar today did pressure canola, but soy oil was higher, and that was supportive. In the U.S., soybeans are mostly lower, corn higher, and wheat mixed. Soybeans down 3 cents in the November contract at $13.23 per bushel. Recent Midwestern rainfall and forecasts calling for relatively beneficial growing conditions this next week weighed on prices for the second straight day, but solid export demand on the other side was supportive. The USDA announced private export sales of 129,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning. Corn, it managed to find some strength on the day, December up 3 cents at 5.53¾. The USDA announced a 150,000-ton sale of corn to Colombia this morning. The forecast for rain across the Midwest did keep a lid on the upside, but that moisture at this time of year may be coming too late to boost corn yields significantly. Uncertainty over possible changes to U.S. biofuel mandates kept some caution in the market. Wheat ended mixed with gains in Minneapolis spring wheat and losses in the winter wheats. Minneapolis up 6 cents in the December contract at $9.18 per bushel. Kansas City down 4 cents in December at $7.24 per bushel. And Chicago down 6 cents in December at $7.32 per bushel. Canadian wheat production is forecast at anywhere from 19 to 25.5 million tons ahead of Monday's report, with even the most optimistic top-end guess about 10 million tons below last year's crop of 35.2 million tons. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, August 27th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.